So, it's Mike Butcher here with TechCrunch, and I am here in Slovenia, in Ljubljana, and I am down in Cyberpipe. Actually, it's a great internet cafe that has been going here for a couple of years. It's been run totally by volunteers. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking to...
Jure,
and he is going through the Cyberpipe Museum of Computers. Now, just quickly, tell me what we've got here.
So here we have Iskra Računalnik. It's one of the first computers built in old Yugoslavia.
Wow. And when was that built?
Early 1980s.
It looks like a fridge.
Yes, it does.
What have we got here?
So here we have IBM PS1, 1990.
We've got an IBM PS1. We've got a, what's this?
IBM XT.
IBM XT, 1983. And over here, what's this?
Macintosh SE, 1987.
Macintosh SE, and it's in fully working order.
Yes, it is. All the pieces in the computer history museum here work most of the time.
Why did you build this museum?
So that us, the younger generation, can actually see who and how they build the great internet and the information age we are living in.
Fantastic. And what else have you got over here?
So we have the Schneider CPC 6128. Wow, 1985.
So that's an Amstrad.
Yeah.
And just along from there, we've got a Commodore 128.
An Amiga 500.
An Amiga 500, a Commodore 64. Yeah. Now that was a great machine, that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
a fantastic machine. Do you remember typing out video games onto that?
Ooh, no. And
maybe that's just me. And Sinclair ZX Spectrum, of course, with the rubber keys.
Yeah.
And over here we've got
a Next Station.
Next Station, which Steve Jobs would have worked on, probably.
Yeah, no? Yeah, that's what, you know, got us a modern Mac.
This is a really fantastic museum. Have all of these pieces been donated?
Yes. Collectors and computer enthusiasts donated this to museum, and we keep getting new pieces so we can assemble working computers from them.
And there are a lot of people who really appreciate and use this internet cafe, Cyberpipe?
Yes, we're open all day. We have free internet stations, we have free Wi-Fi, we have projector screenings, lectures, servers.
And how much does it cost? Do you have to be a member of this? Does it cost
free.
Any money?
It's free, it's run by volunteers, we're founded by EU and some local grants, but yeah, mostly it's by love.
Fantastic. By love, there you go. Fantastic.